Stream us on the official ESPN 97.5 app. Presented by Sawgrass Steakhouse. KFNC on Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final hour of the big show on an F Yeah Friday. If you missed any of it, go back and check it out. ESPN975.com. Check out the podcast, Podcast Arena. We had Charlie Pulillo on. We talked a lot about the Rockets, some Astros, running the gamut. Now talking a little Becky Hammon. Plenty more to get to, so check all of that out. And we would be very much remiss if we did not give a big shout-out and a happy birthday to El Jefe, LG,
the boss.
Manny. Happy birthday, Manny.
It's not his name.
It's what he looks like, and that's why I call him that, and he knows exactly who I'm talking about.
That's true. He does look like Manny on,
Sofia Vergara's show, Modern Family.
Is it Sofia Vergara's show or is it Ed?
No, it's Sofia Vergara's show. Because there's dudes that could care less about the dialogue. Even if the volume's down, they'll watch it for that very reason. Well, you're the only person I've ever seen that found a picture where it makes her look unflattering.
Leave it to me, right?
Yeah, no doubt. That was scary.
A couple folks said, hey, Barry, this is Q-Dog. Dang, you guys are saltier than usual. Did Nick forget to give y'all your PMS pills? I needed to change the name of the show to The Salty Suspects.
I don't know if we were that salty this show.
Keep it up.
I've been, and I admittedly
I
don't care.
A little bit.
Patrick Ewing played and coached for years and didn't get a head NBA job. Was he qualified or is she more qualified?
Well, and then someone else tweeted and said, no one's ever gone from the second row, if you're not familiar with it. But, you know, the you can only have four coaches on the front of the bench, on the same bench as the player. She's in the back row right now. But you know what? I told Nick in the break, Mario Elie spent 10 years earning it, paying his dues. But at some point, you got to shatter the mark. Right. I mean, you got to start a new precedent.
Yep.
So you don't have to worry. You can't worry about that stuff. Patrick Ewing probably deserved it before he got it, but he finally got a head coaching job. So whether she gets this one or not, it's coming, people, whether you like it or not.
Coaching only matters what you know between the ears of the sport, not what you have or don't have between your legs, okay? There was this one. The amount of resistance she'll face will depend on how successful she is once she's a head coach, which is true.
Sure, but that's like everybody else, anything else.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of the point I was making. At some point, she's not going to win championships every year, and at some point she's going to have a stinker of a team or maybe a run. Or maybe she just, you know, is going to get on a team that's not good, because usually teams that make coaching changes, guess what? They're not good. And so could you imagine if she hooks up with the Sacramento Kings?
I was just going to say,
and
here's
they're not
the
doing
thing.
Anything, and the three more losing seasons, and she gets fired, and everybody. And then somebody else made the point, if a player comes out, because players get disgruntled with their coaches, and if they come out and be like, yeah, I don't like the direction we're headed, oh, now you hate women. And that's good. That could happen. I mean, that's unfortunate, but
but I was going to say, there's a huge difference between if you take the Toronto job or you take the Sacramento or Brooklyn jobs, too.
Right.
And so also don't be surprised on the flip side of that if she's not very, very picky about the first job that she takes, because she knows that she is going to be graded and judged a lot more and scrutinized a lot more intensely than any male coach.
And I would disagree. I don't know if you're a female and you're trying to break that glass ceiling and break a barrier down and become the first head coach that's a female in the NBA. I don't think you can be picky. If the Sacramento Kings offer you a job and they're the only one, you're better off taking it than waiting on Toronto.
But again, you know, and I've heard this from a lot of guys, because if they had it all to do over again, they would have been a little bit more picky about which job they took, because you never get a chance to erase what your first record was. And if she takes a crappy job like, you know, Sacramento or Brooklyn, if Brooklyn was open, and then wins 29 games, then you're going to be marked and labeled that way too. So
yeah, but in the sake of fairness, though, I mean, that's why they're hiring coaches, because they feel like she's capable. And if I'm a coach, I'm confident in what I can do. I can take a team and turn them around. I'm a good coach. I mean, I learned from the best in the business, and Pop, I can turn this team around. I don't know. I mean, I think trying to get selective. You know.
I really do. I think because this is such a monumental occurrence, it's not like James Borrego, another disciple of Greg Popovich, who just got the Charlotte job. I think that this is one of those deals where she might be a little bit more picky, whether it's public or not, simply because of the fact that this situation, there's nothing like it, and it, she could be setting a precedence for more women to get involved, or she could be cutting it short.
Don't forget that some of these male coaches are being hired and they're being set up to fail. Like, they have no long-term commitment, and they just don't tell them that, and they, you know, hire them for
a
year.
It's why Brent Brown in Philly had to have a lot of clauses in his contract, because he knew.
Don't think for one second that it can potentially happen to Becky, that they're just setting her up to fail, especially if it's in a bad year, or if it's like a tanking year, like with the Mavs. That could happen to her as well.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll definitely see. Okay, so before we switch gears, Becky Hammon topic is what Jerry wants to talk about. Jerry, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, I'm surprised that it hasn't happened already. I mean, what was her name? Pat Sullivan. I mean, people like that. Pat Summit. You telling me like that someone with a strong personality like that is not going to, you know, be able to, you know, get the respect of the players? And the other thing is, like, a lot of these players, I mean, everyone's walking around with, you know, with their, you know, they showcase their moms everywhere, and they love their moms and they love their sisters. And then they're going to have a female coach, and you don't think that that's going to have some sort of impact where they're like, hey, you know, you have opportunities here. You know, they're going to, you know, respect your coach regardless of her gender. You know, these guys, you know, they want to win. So, I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't want to support their coach, like, from Jump Street. And also, if she surrounds herself with good people, you know, people that have, you know, that are respected by the players as well, you know, I don't see why they can't succeed. And not for nothing, I mean, as long as she doesn't take the Knicks or the Nets job, which no matter if you had, you know, Genghis Khan as your coach, it's still going to suck, you know. But I think she's got nothing to lose. You're saying, like, you can't erase your first record, so she should be picky with which job she takes. But you could look at it the other way and say, hey, if she takes a job in a city that is known to have a crappy team and they make the playoffs and they make a little noise, you know, that could really, you know, send her into the stratosphere. And also, you know, She might get more female fans out, you know. That's a big deal. So they might open up some new areas where they didn't have, you know, strong fan following. So that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, I mean,
we also, by the way, just that is the most straight-laced Jerry call ever, I think, based on Nick's birthday call yesterday.
He's going to redeem himself. He's like, you know what? I'm going to have to give
straight facts and get back on their good side.
But keep in mind, you know, we're sitting here talking about the fact that Brad Stevens is one of the best coaches in the NBA, if not the best. I mean, I know Pop is still around. Mm-hmm. He went 25-57 his first year. Is Becky Hammon going to get the same leeway? If she goes 25-57 in Sacramento in year one, are they going to be? And this wasn't a bad team that he took over. They were just like 41-40 the year before. They were way worse when he took over.
I'll say this on the flip side of that, because there's so many different, you can see both sides in so much of this, but I'll say one of the things too, remember how we said about, you know, players have to respect their coach. And because you're not going to get the bravado, the machismo in a lot of cases, and Nick, you might be right, you're still going to get some guys that are going to want to try and push the envelope with her. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to take a lot of the, you know, Sam Mitchell, coaches like that, that ended up getting into altercations with their players, and players were willing to challenge and shove a coach, something like that. Hopefully you take all of that out of the equation and you just get down to the brass tacks of, if she knows basketball and she's teaching and preaching basketball and she gets through to these guys, you take a lot of that crap out of the equation.
The bottom line is the bottom line.
Yep.
And it has to be a lot about how genuine the commitment is. How much do they really believe in her as a female head coach? And I'm talking from the owner to the GM to the CEO of all these teams. How genuine is their commitment? Because if it's not very genuine, I don't see any longevity for a female head coach. If she's getting a job, perhaps from whatever team, Sacramento, Milwaukee, I don't know the personalities of all the owners and the GMs. Joel probably has a better idea of that. But it really, to me, it depends on how genuine the commitment is.
Well, and it also says a lot. If you've got like a Hall of Fame GM and he's willing to make that commitment, I think that in itself gets a lot of people to just step back. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, real quick before we go to break, because I know we have to, I just want to give a shout out and show a little love to friend of the show, John Wessling. I don't know if you saw this tweet that he had, but he was talking about Gerald Green, and he was talking about Gerald Green's I-45 tattoo.
Yeah.
He said, I like Gerald Green's I-45 tattoo, but if he was really H-Tine, he'd have a 290 tattoo and it wouldn't be finished.
I saw it yesterday. It was fantastic. It really was.
Great tweet. Went viral. Good for him. It's gotten like 2,000 likes, almost been retweeted like 1,000 times. Hilarious.
Yep.
I expected nothing less from John. Shout out to my boy, John Wesley.
No doubt. Shout out to him and shout out for everything that he's had to endure to get to where he is. Right now, I want to tell you about, speaking of 290, my people at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the loop, American Wheel and Tire and AmericanWheelandTire.com. I'm telling you right now, if you need wheels and tires, it says it in their title. That's the place to go. But if you have a damaged wheel or tire and the big box stores are trying to tell you, hey, you're going to have to replace that, there's a good chance they can fix it. All you got to do is get it to them and they'll check it out. In most cases, they can repair tires. They can fix rims. They can get out dents and scratches in the rims. And even in stock rims from dealership lots, they have it in their warehouse to be able to fix it. You don't have to wait for weeks on end to wait for parts and things to come in. And in the meantime, while you're there, you'll enjoy a VIP experience in an unbelievable waiting room, leather sofas, TVs, snacks, and a big bay window where you can watch your technician work on your vehicle. They'll come and communicate throughout the process with you, tell you what you need, what you don't. And it's so much more than wheels and tires because they have everything and anything for your vehicle that you may need. If it's an SUV or a pickup truck, you need a lift kit, steps, bumpers, lights, they got all of that. If you want a Kevlar wrap for one of your exotic cars, they have that. If you just want to give a unique and different look to your car that you drive every day, check out all their rims, their tires, and ways that you can do that. They work with you throughout the process. They have been family-owned and operated for 30 years. Mike and Tammy Gust are personal friends of mine, and they have owned it for over 15 years. And in terms of tires, you're not going to find better deals anywhere because they have all the major brands, but even have private labels that are just as quality a tire. And they start at $299 and $399 per set. That's four tires, people. And their technicians will balance them and take care of them and make sure that they treat you right. Check them out, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the loop. Or check out all the vehicles that they've already serviced and really gave a unique look to at AmericanWheelandTire.com.
The first down to the first bite. ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
I was like, I kind of hate you now. Yeah. I think we need to go back to ninth grade to figure out you're a dick. Just nailed it right here. What is it that you do now? Because you were so smart in high school. You're a barista. Well, you sure showed them. Yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Dusty Rhodes, comedian of the week. She's damn funny. You can follow her, too, at
Lady Apron.
Yeah, Lady Apron. I was going to read it, but you just did. So there you have it.
Read it. I have it memorized.
She is very funny.
She really is, man. She is super funny. I like that. I know that the three clips that we played were of her talking about being a teacher and whatnot, but that's not what her whole show and sets are about. She's pretty diverse when she's on stage, and she's
you gotta
awesome.
Let us know when she's performing with you, because then people might be more inclined to see both of you.
We'll do that for sure. But you're gonna catch her at the Rudyard's open mic every Monday, and then she's got her show at the Secret Group on the first Saturday of the month called Wheelhouse. And that's a great time. You should go check that show out.
I was telling Nick in the break, do you really think, because you talked about open mics and comedy and everything like that, essentially in a very painfully indirect way, our show is open mic. Because you think about it, Jerry, OU Mike, and our next caller, all try to audition on a regular basis and then try and get like the feedback of us and the listeners before they realize if they're funny or not.
Did you see Jerry's tweet? He's like, yeah, yes. I'm on joke probation.
I loved it. I loved it right away. I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Yes, you are, Jerry.
Have a good weekend, Jerry. Enjoy Costco, but we appreciate we expect you back in 100% on Monday. And one of those callers that I mentioned that's constantly auditioning, including stupid names that he continues to reinvent himself, and we know who it is every time. The board, Barry, says Q-Zilla.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Q-Zilla wants to talk about Becky Hammon. This could go completely off the rails.
Hey, guys. What's going on, man? Great show.
Q.
What's up,
man?
Q?
Hey, you guys are making some great points about having a female coach, about the players buying into it and whatnot. But what about assistant coaches? I know a lot of head coaches usually bring their assistant coaches with them. How many guys do you think are going to be willing to be – assistance under a female in this, you know, male-dominated industry?
That's a great point, Q.
That's a good question. I think, one, to Barry's point, even on the head coaching possibilities, I think a lot of guys are just looking to make sure that they have a job.
Yep.
So they'll be jumping at the chance there. But secondly, especially if she gets people off of pop staff, those are people that she's already proven herself to that can speak on her behalf and say, I'm doing this because I know she knows basketball, and that might actually sway someone that's not under the pop umbrella that she's talking to or interested in as well.
Not only that, if you're a dude and you're so such a misogynist that you think that she's not going to be a good coach, well, guess what? There's going to be an opening and you're there.
Yeah.
So you might even be motivated. Well, she's a dumbass. I got this. All right. Well, then go coach under her and see how it goes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, look, and I think just like we were going back and forth, I think the greatest thing for Becky Hammon was the fact that she's been under Pop's umbrella gives extra credibility. Not that she needs it, but I'm just saying, so that when people are looking for a head coach, there's just an extra feather in her cap that, look, she knows the game. You can hear it from this, and you can also take it from one of the greatest that you mentioned, Barry. We talk about in the game still today, one of the greatest coaches who will vouch for this woman and say, hey, she's a hell of a coach.
Yeah.
So, all right, we've run the gamut on Becky Hammon, and we've only got about 40-some minutes left to go on the show, so we'll continue to move on. Friend of the show, White Magic, wants to chime in. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I literally thought you were talking about me when you were introducing the last caller, and I was a little nervous because I was like, I don't think I've had a bad call yet.
You know, during Moochie's stint, you might have gone a little off the rails, but you've reeled it in quickly, and you stopped taking shots at us, so we're good.
Hey, I just want to address the trollers that's trolling you right now, Joel.
Yeah.
Don't ban them, spam them. Give us their number, their Twitter, whatever, and I'll show them how to troll professionally.
And you are a professional at that. You are an expert in your craft, and I give you credit for that. But I can't go to Barry's limits. Barry will give you all 10 digits. I give you 7 of the 10, and then if you really are bored and you're a numbers guy and analytical, you can try and figure out the other ones. But, yeah, I was actually discouraged from giving the 10 digits, but I was close today.
Oh, come on, Joel. Barry,
and they're on text, Mike.
I mean, they're working from a remote site, so you can give out the numbers.
Oh, I'm the one. I can see them. I have the
it's
text.
It's a text. It's not that we. Yeah. You said give the Twitter handle, and there is no Twitter handle. It's just
I can see the text.
Oh, okay.
It's the but cowardly keyboard confidants that they can hide behind their keyboard. We get it.
All right, gentlemen, I'll listen in. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, man. You too. All right, Barry, right down your alley. We were talking about it a little bit before. Juan wants to talk about female comics. What's up, Juan?
Hey. Do you think that's funny?
Say it again.
Angela Johnson. I know who she is.
Are you calling from a submarine?
Your connection is bad.
And he's
on a submarine right now?
But he's also he's mentioning someone that I brought up to you already in Angela Johnson.
Angela Johnson.
What?
What are you, Arnold Schwarzenegger now?
Oh, man.
Sounded like Terminator.
Yeah, I kind of did, didn't it? I'll be back. Yeah, I think he said, what do you think of Angela Johnson?
Yeah, I said that already.
That was what, hour one?
Yeah.
Hour two? Yeah. Just mention the fact she's really popular, Ed. Look, because she's at the Houston Improv for 2 weeks, and if they call me and be like, hey, do you want a feature? I'm not saying no, I'll tell you that much.
Right, that's your first head coaching job.
Well, all right. Okay. I don't know about that, but
I'd throw it out there.
Okay.
You know, Well, there's a lot of people passionate about the topic, so.
That's true. That's true. So that I came across this article that says the best players who could be cut from every NFL roster this offseason.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go through all of them because some of them I don't care about. But we'll hit the highlights that matter to this show.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, do you want to start with the Texans or the Packers?
We'll do this now or
next
segment?
I was going to say we're close to we're up against it on a break.
Okay,
so
yeah,
good
tease.
Look
at that.
See, I was going to say the same thing, Nick.
Oh,
gotcha. Look
at you guys. Professional radio guys and stuff.
So there you have it. Stay tuned for your team who could possibly be cut. Is that right, Barry?
Yes.
There we go.
I'll give you a hint. It's not J.J. Watt.
Really? Golly, and it's not Brian Cush. Oh, never mind. He's already.
No.
Okay. Jonathan Joseph? Okay. I'll keep guessing. You do the same. Barry will have it. When we come back, we'll get to the final half hour of the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Dedicated to all the DJs and dance crews all around the world.
Don't nobody want it. We hella hot at the moment. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
A final half hour of what has been a good and spirited show. Barry in San Antonio, Nick and I here in Houston on an FYF Friday. If you missed any of the festivities of the past 2.5 hours, please check the podcast and make sure that you dial in and we can go from there. Correct,
Barry? I've had people ask me like, hey, do you do a podcast? I'm like, yeah. They're like, you do? Yeah, it's on Podcast Arena. It's called The Usual Suspects.
Is that what it's called?
They're like, oh, wow, so it's a podcast? I'm like, oh, no, it's a radio show, but they make it into a podcast.
It's kind of neat how they can do it on multi-platforms.
Yeah, it's funny because so many comics have podcasts because they're like, this is how they're going to build a fan base. They try to do a podcast. Joe Rogan kind of paved the way. Him and Mark Maron and everybody else was kind of getting on board. And now every comic, it's almost like a damn mixtape with rappers. It's like every rapper with a butthole and $10 has a mixtape. And it's like, that's how comics are getting with podcasts. So,
okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Are we ready for this? The best players.
Bring it.
The best players. I want to get this title right here. The best player who could be cut from every NFL roster this offseason. Let's start. You want to start with your Packers, Joel?
Sure. Ah, love that music.
Do you? Do you, though?
It's not Packers music, Barry. It's football music.
I think this might surprise you. Did you cheat and look?
I did not.
All right. According to Bleacher Report, the
best... Can I guess? And I really have not looked at it.
You're a damn liar if
Nick,
you guess right.
Okay. Randall Cobb.
How would he know? Who?
Randall Cobb.
No.
Okay.
You didn't look at it. Good for you. Brett Hundley.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, then why'd you say Randall Cobb?
No, I'm just saying. Brett Hundley, the right... If they haven't... I thought they already did cut him. I mean, when you bring in DeShone Kizer, what does that tell you?
And he's only got $55,000 in dead cap money, so it's a no-brainer.
I think they're hoping every general manager in the league didn't watch Packer games while Rodgers was out, and they thought they can get something for him, but if not, he's going to get cut. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was your Packers.
Yeah.
Do we want to do the Cowboys next?
Of course
next?
We do, yeah.
Oh, yeah, indeed. All right, guard Joe Looney. Is a backup for the Cowboys, but when you talk about quality depth on the offensive line, the Cowboys have it. And he's a guy that, if this does happen, if the Cowboys do cut him, Texans fans, you should be clamoring for the Texans to go out and look at this dude.
It's funny you say that because we know that they have the starters anyway, but I was to say, before you even got to the list, I was like, Texans fans, pay attention because it's not going to be the best player that most likely be cut. It's the players that you guys will be zeroing in on to possibly bring in if they get cut.
Yeah, a lot of these guys will be cap casualties, you know? I mean, clearing money and like his cap hits is $1 million, so... All right, now on to, do you want to do the Texans now? Or,
I would do Saints first, then Texans.
Okay, Saints. New Orleans Saints. Safety Chris Banjo.
Who's been around the league. He was with Green Bay for a while. But again, people that need secondary depth, you could look for experience. He could end up with a job.
Backup, special teams. I think his contract was like $1.5 million a year or whatnot. So, all right, and on to the Texans. The one Texan that could be cut. Ryan Griffin.
Huh.
Yeah, I kind of thought that as well.
Is that because they drafted two tight ends?
Yeah, it's because they have, you start with the fact that they have Steven Anderson.
Right.
Right? And then they do mention that, where is it? Where the hell did it go? Oh, Michael Pruitt. You've got Jordan Thomas. You've got Jordan Atkins. So, yeah, there's some other options, plus Steven Anderson, who I think is going to be the best pass-catching tight end amongst that core anyways. And as far as cutting him, he's $2.5 million as a cap hit this year, $2.75 million next year. And regardless of if they cut him this year or next year, there's no dead cap space. So it kind of makes sense. If those guys are serviceable, the one guy that you're going to cut is Ryan Griffin, because you can get those other guys on the cheap as rookies.
And I know we kid, right? And we say these are all guys that the Texans could look at. But if Brett Hundley was cut, do you think he's a serviceable backup for Deshaun?
I don't. You know why? Because you said just what you said. You hope the Packers.
Yeah.
You hope that nobody watched him. Everybody saw what he was capable of. And who would you want? If you only had two choices in Green Bay between Brandon Whedon and Brett Hundley, who are you taking?
Oh, I'm taking Brandon Whedon because he's proven to at least be able to win a game.
Exactly. I mean, he has an NFL experience. He's not great by any stretch, but I think he's better than Brett Hundley.
Yeah, I completely agree. Although they said in Green Bay that he was not supposed to run. And you would think that in this day and age, in the way offenses are going, that that's one of his best tools. You should let him run.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. All right. Well, at least we got more football talk on the way. That'll make some people happy. So, we can continue to kick around things in the NFL. But
one more name I'll throw out that you might see get a look from some people just because of the position. But they listed the Raiders cutting Doug Martin. I mean, I'm not a believer in Doug Martin anymore, but you have to think there are teams like the Texans that may be looking to, you know, you've mentioned the fact that there's the rumor out there they want to let go of Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, teams out there might be just looking for some depth, so Doug Martin should pick up somewhere as a backup.
Okay, yeah, good to keep an eye on because some people still think if they need a veteran that he's a guy that could be serviceable, and serviceable gets you paid.
I know I said that was the last one, but here I scrolled to the bottom for some reason because I was just looking at those teams.
Yeah.
They list Earl Thomas of the Seahawks.
Oh, my God. Would there be people lined up for that?
Dude, and I know I think that they would try to trade him before you cut him.
And my brother-in-law is a huge Seahawks fan, and he said, look, it's real. Earl, if he leaves Seattle, just wants to play in Dallas. So that he actually anticipates, as a Seahawks fan, that they've already talked about a potential trade. Earl Thomas has still got plenty of football in him.
Yeah.
He is one hell of a player.
Well, and his cap, if they cut him, it's a $2 million cap hit, dead cap space. I think you got to do this. Even if it's just a fourth-round pick, you're going to lose him next year.
Yep.
You know, he's an unrestricted free agent in 2019, so even if you get a sixth-round pick, you get something in return.
No doubt. Absolutely right. In a lot of ways, I totally agree. But look, there's a lot of guys on the list that you're like, do they have anything left in the tank? I think there's one guy where if you're any team in this league, you should want to see what it would take to get Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
By the way, I threw this onto the rundown because I thought it was actually funny, just the wording of it all. News out of Florida that Blake Bortles intercepted a would-be thief and helped police arrest a teenager while at a Jacksonville beach house party held at a Jaguar Brandon Linder's house Wednesday night. According to Jacksonville Beach Police, the report was acquired by the TV station there in Jacksonville. An 18-year-old was rummaging through several vehicles at the party, including Blake Bortles' F-150. It was unlocked with the keys inside. Okay. Surveillance video showed the kid taking Bortles' wallet from the truck. It was later found outside, but witnesses said the suspect tried to drive away in Bortles' truck, couldn't get it out of the crowded lot, so he instead went into the home where the party was. When police were called and they showed up, Bortles had him pinned down and was waiting for the police. Well, you know what? He's the king of interceptions, so he was able to intercept a burglar now.
Yeah, that's good for him.
I guess.
He's the man,
He should focus more on completions than interceptions, but yeah. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
All right. I see what you did there.
I'm trying to work with me. I'm trying.
All right.
What else?
It was better than Jerry's attempt. I'll give you that.
Man, of course, anything is better than Jerry's attempt. Dead air at this point could be better.
Oh, wow. Etu Brute?
Well, he's going to come back.
Somebody texted said, don't know if you guys are still doing the weight loss challenge, but today is my cheat meal. Got to reward myself, so I'm going to get some Falbo Brothers.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah.
Solid choice there, Falbo Brothers. But I'm telling you what, those cheat days, Love them.
Me too.
Living with a vegan as it is, but man, I'm telling you what, that normally mine's Saturday night, but I look forward to the cheat meal. No question about it.
Somebody said, Joel, quit saying FEF Friday.
That never gets old for you, does it?
I told you, but that's what it sounds like.
Did I not start the show with F-yeah?
Yeah, you have done better at pronouncing it and enunciating it, but sometimes when
you just throw it out, you make me feel uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
Oh, man. Somebody texted, I have a butthole at $9. What does that get me? Does it get me anything? I don't know.
Change for a 10.
Head down to Telephone Road and find out.
There you have it. Good.
Somebody
Lord.
Wanted to know the Lions player. Yeah, I already closed the link. I'm sorry.
Darn.
Yeah, that's
I can almost tell you who that was, but I won't throw it out there.
Who?
The Lions fan. Never mind. I'm not going to give him any run. Well, he's self-proclaimed Lions fan all the time. Always wants love on the show, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Remember, I lost the bet.
You lost the bet.
Remember, he bet me if the Packers and the Lions and Rodgers was out.
I didn't understand this. Jason Holcomb said, look, I hate when you guys get all pissy because one of the listeners mentioned something you talked about 3 hours ago. You guys are good, but not everyone could listen for four straight hours. And then he adds, maybe your producer should be doing his job.
What?
I don't know what that has to do with us getting pissy about somebody bringing something up, but if we spent an hour and a half on a show yesterday talking about Rockets fans not showing up and people want to call and start it all over, it's just you understand that there are a lot of people that do listen all day and that we try not to be repetitive. We'll talk about things every couple of days. It's worth mentioning because maybe you missed a show or whatnot, but if we just talked about Angela Johnson in hour number one, it's not something that people are clamoring to hear about again.
And you don't want to punish the listeners that already heard it.
Yeah, and when it's just easier to say, well, we already talked about it. Go check out the podcast.
Yeah, it's another resource that you have at your fingertips.
I don't feel like we got pissy either.
I don't either.
I don't know. Maybe you don't know what our level of pissy is. I don't know.
I don't know. But we got one segment to go in the show.
Yay!
Hang in there. Stay tuned. We'll continue to roll on. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. Been telling you about them for a long time in H-Town for the kids of H-Town. It is Texas Can Academies. So if you've got a vehicle that's been collecting rust and dust in your driveway or your garage and you've been wanting to get rid of it, maybe it was damaged in the hurricane and you don't want to pay any extra for a towing charge than you've already had to pay to realize that car is out of service, all you got to do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226 or you can log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And either way, tell them where you are. Tell them what you got. They come to you. They bring the tow truck. No charges at all. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card. And you get a nice tax deduction just for donating what you have. It doesn't have to be running or not. It could be a boat, RV, motorcycle, truck, or car. And they take it from there. What they do is they take that vehicle and they turn it into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. A lot of these kids have distractions, which keeps them from focusing on the books. Because of your donations, those distractions become resources. That means eyeglasses, bus fare, warm meals, book money. All the things that can keep them and prevent them from getting ahead in school can make them focus more and get the education that they need. And we appreciate you guys being a part of the program. So if you can donate or you've been considering it, give them a call, 713-225-4226. Log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show for another great week of The Usual Suspects. Hey, guess what? Here's a tip. If you missed any part of the show or any part of the week, you can check us out on Podcast Arena, or you can check us out on the podcast on the website. And by the way, Nick did it even easier for you because he retweeted the link on how to do it.
What a good producer. What a
good producer. God, Nick, you're a top quality producer.
I need to learn how to do my job, though.
You do, man.
Was that Jason Herbert that said that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Is that what you said, Barry?
What?
Jason Abrier?
Herbert.
Herbert? Was that Jason Herbert that said that?
Yes. Pink Valkyrie on Twitter said, "God, y'all need chill. What? God, you need chill pills. I'm doing things while I listen. Sure, there's some repetitive topics, but nothing worth getting annoyed over." I don't know if she's talking to us or the listeners.
I think she's talking about the listeners there.
Okay. Yeah, you guys chill.
She's normally fairly supportive.
Right. Steelers fan Juan said, "I wanted to say you pissy Latino lovers are going to go goo-goo for Angela Johnson."
I was looking at her pictures, man. I'm not. Bring her in studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to try.
Everybody hears X-Raiders cheerleader and thinks,
yeah.
It's not that effect.
Somebody texted and said, if anything, some of the listeners are the ones getting salty and pissy today. I kind of would agree with that.
I would agree with that as well.
And then the last text got mild coma guy here. Happy birthday, Nick.
Maybe he just went back and listened on the podcast and figured it out. Right. It's all possible.
Just woke up and listened to the podcast. Good for you, you Mike.
We appreciate chiming in.
His coma guy tweets are pretty funny. I don't always read them, but they're funny.
All right. So looking at the rundown.
Yes.
We have a lot of non-sportsy stuff.
I loaded it up today, Joel.
Now, I had some on there as well, Barry, but we'll go to yours.
You didn't have any. Where's yours? I didn't see any.
Did you delete them? Because that's definitely a possibility.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past me to do that.
So this one caught my eye first and foremost just to see who it was, but it wasn't a big deal. And then we'll get to the ones that I know are right down your alley. But the new anchors for the 6 p.m. Sports Center. First of all, my first thought was, does anybody care anymore? But I guess after Michael Smith and Jamil are gone, people are wondering who it's going to be. Do you think this is going to move the needle at all?
Depends. Who is it?
Kevin Negandhi and Sage Steele. Now, I'm happy for Sage Steele because of the fact that I thought that she got a raw deal getting taken off the NBA studio show.
That sounds like her wrestling name. Sage the Raw Deal Steele.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I think she's very good. So I think Sage Steele is good. Kevin Negandhi, I think he's good. But they were looking for the big splash when they brought in, what were they calling it, the six. And now it's kind of like, it seems like they're just treating it like, After Effect.
Right, like, whatever.
Yeah. So in case you care, there's that information out there. But you want to touch on this story that I saw about, we talk about the weight loss challenge gaining an inch.
Yes.
But
that's why I posted it. I like this story. It gives me hope.
Go, bro.
So apparently this Army veteran who was injured in an explosion had some work done on his penis. And it affected his penis, not just the size, but also its function. So he had to have a number of operations to correct the damage. He lost some of the length. 5 years ago, he decided he wanted to do something about it and started a pioneering treatment he hoped would bring his sex life back to what it was before. Now, I'm always skeptical of this stuff, but it said he decided to have something called the P-Shot. That's the letter P, not P-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
The P-Shot, a non-surgical treatment which involved blood being spun into placenta-rich plasma, which contains cells which encourage growth. I can already hear the keyboards of our listeners Googling the P-Shot. It's an injection. Whoa. Can we just come up with a way to grow the penis without having to get a shot in it? That's all. I know it's a lot to ask, but I really don't want to have to get a shot down there to increase the size. I don't feel like that's... But it says basically this injection, it increases blood flow and generates tissue growth. He's had 5 treatments, and he's really impressed with the results. He talked about the fact that it now stands at attention, to use Army speak, and it's gotten longer, an inch and a half longer. He said, one day I was driving in my car, and I just got an erection. See, I don't want that. I don't. That's like...
Nick, where are you at on all this?
What am I, 8 again? Now I'm just getting erections for no reason?
Man, if I have those problems, then I'll address it. I don't have those problems now.
Right.
Here but comes the tripod two-stepper. How you doing? All right.
I mean, I don't know. Depending on how much it costs, an inch and a half, that'd be worth it. What's your number on that? I think I'd pay...
Once you're married, do you really have to worry about that stuff?
I think you do.
I mean, you're always right.
I mean, they,
what dude out there is like no, I'm good.
Unless you really have shortcomings, at that point when you're married, I don't. I mean,
now I think he's bragging because he goes, well, it grew down there. He's like, the performances have been great. I'm stronger down there, but by far the best results was the fact that it grew an inch and a half, taking me to 7.5 inches. Okay, you know what? Now you're just bragging.
Yeah, see?
Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
With that. But I did save this article so I can Google the pee shot later. I'm gonna look into that. I just don't. I mean, getting a shot. Can we just get like a cream or something?
The clear. Get you the clear and give you an extensive rub down process that goes with the clear.
Yes.
I'm sure you can handle that.
I wouldn't mind that.
It
that would
sounds
be nice.
A lot better than a shot.
Well, it's also faster than having to lose 30 pounds to gain an inch.
Yeah.
But could you imagine if you did both? You get in shape, you drop 60 pounds, you get a pee shot. You're talking 3.5 inches.
And you walk in with a howitzer.
And you're like, yo, what's up? Let's do
Let's
this.
Let's two-step, baby.
I like it. I like it for
By
sure.
the way, no one chimed in for Nick's boots. The silver boot series.
Oh,
and we're like,
yeah, I forgot about
someone's got to help Nick find some cowboy
boots.
We
kind of did that because we had the guy that called in about the alligator boots, which I was not going to do because it was like north of $1,000.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't want you to pay out of your pocket. I want you to get a hell of a deal out of this deal. I want someone to come forth with this.
Yeah, if you
want to
donate some boots that are really
good.
Are
you still two-stepping?
I am every now and then.
Okay.
Whiskey River. Free shout out for them.
Whiskey River. Is that the north side?
That is on 249, closer to the farm. By
I believe
Barry's,
I've been
Barry's
there.
Spot.
Yeah. Barry, you been to Whiskey River before?
Man, you know, I don't think I have. Back when it was like Willie's Nightlife or something like that.
Oh, I remember that too. Yeah.
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 So, Nick, are you on Tinder?
I am not.
Do you have to pay for Tinder? Is that what I heard? Like,
there's an upgrade. All these dating options, all these social dating apps, they have free options, and then you can like upgrade to pay, you know, $10, $20, $30 a month or whatever to like, I get more, you know, find better matches or whatever. I tried social media dating for all of about 3.5 weeks, and then I took it off. I couldn't do it.
Really?
I'd rather approach the female and, because my friend kept encouraging me, because basically the last 3 or 4 girls that he met were all on either Hinge or Bumble or Tinder. I think Hinge and Bumble are the two big ones right now.
What the hell is a Hinge?
Hinge is
it's
like
a door. I've never heard of Hinge. Barry, you've heard Hinge before?
No, I've never heard of
so
that.
So Bumble is the one where the female chooses you. Hinge is similar in that you have to comment, and I guess she has to be impressed by your comments.
Well, I bring it up because I found this thing about like profiles. There's some hoes out there. There's some weird... So this was like some of the weirdest things on Tinder, weirdest profiles. There's this one chick, Jasmine, who said her profile says, if you've got a sweet tooth, you can taste my watermelons. Okay. I guess we're doing that now. Just coming out and saying those things. And then Piper, who's 19, said, big bleep welcome. It won't fit, but I'm willing to learn. What? I'm trying to clean these up a little bit. Just to clarify, I'm single. I don't need to chew when eating a banana. There's that. there's that one, which is really weird.
Good.
Who wants to practice their Australian kiss? It's like a French kiss, except you go down under.
DJ Khaled.
This woman says, we'll show butt pics. Okay.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Here goes. This lady's name is Hope, and her profile just says the P is silent. Hope. That's awesome.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Yeah, that is pretty good. I like wine and whiskey, fine cigars, fast cars, and loose men.
Okay. Not going to be hard to find.
Food, sex, drugs, and no particular order. You need to get on Tinder, bro. You're missing out.
Yep, Nick.
I feel like all of them are prostitutes.
Oh, that could be. I think they need like Carfax, but for dating.
Yeah, that would actually be a smart
app. That would work.
Right? Because then you get like.
That's actually, you're onto something.
Like, oh, how many men have you been with? Just one. Really? Let me look this up. Oh, Coochie Facts says you've been wrecked 3 times. That's not true. No?
No, I'm with you. I totally believe it's just an absolute lie.
It is. We all lie. We need the Carfax history report. On your body, woman.
You want to squeeze this last caller in before we...
Well, you do.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll see, Barry. We might have a late add to the party. Ben wants to talk about boots for Nick. Ben, what's up?
I was the guy that called in with the alligator boots last time. But listen, I think I found him another option. I saw a guy with a pair of nice-looking alligator boots the other day. He said he got them Boot Barn for like $600, Nakonas. So maybe that might be
What is the name again?
Boot Barn and $600. You ain't paying $600 for no boots.
That's too much money for boots.
Yeah, you're not paying $600, Nick. Forget it.
I'm not.
Ben, we appreciate your call. Have a great weekend. We got to get out of here. Jong's in. That means the Blitz is on. They are at the Hyatt in the Galleria area. If you've got nothing to do on your way home or you're looking for a great happy hour spot, stop in, see Fred and AJ. They're going to be right there where you guys can enjoy some food, some beverage. And Kevin Walter, the one-time Texans wide receiver, is going to be joining him at some point during the show. So check him out. Stop in. Say hi. Tell them you're huge fans of ours. And you guys have a great weekend. Barry, have a great show. Great shows this weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Drive back safe. Yep. Nick, appreciate you. Belated happy birthday again if you didn't miss the podcast.
Happy birthday, El Jefe.
And happy birthday one more time to El Jefe. So we'll talk to you on Monday. We appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on the flip side. See ya.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.